Feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Monday. I love the bum music so much, but I'm gonna ask you to pot it down. If you don't mind potting it down, thank you very much. Now, there we go. This is amazing. We got gremlins all over the place today, and maybe it's because it's Monday. You know, there are some days that are just like this. I got to tell you, amazing news. The president today came out and announced another box that needs to be checked off. Remember how he said he was going to get us out of NAFTA and create a better trade deal with Mexico and Canada? He's done it. Check another box off. Promise made, promise kept. I absolutely love it. No, I mean, this is incredible. Now, this is so cool. So when the president goes out on the stump, now he's got something else. Do you remember how he said, you know, you're going to get tired of winning? I'm not getting tired of winning. Not in the least. No, I think, whoops, hang on one second. We just put the phone on the air. The dial tone's on the air. Thank you, Ashton. Ashton, will you take the dial tone off the air, please? Thank you. There you go. We have a brand new producer, Ashley, and there were some gremlins in the system this morning for some unexplained reason. But we're going to try and get one of the people I've wanted to talk to for a long time. I've never done it. I'm a regular in her establishment. She's the owner of Bootlegger down on Las Vegas Boulevard. And I got to tell you, I love the food there, and they've got great entertainment. They have a harpist. I never thought I'd think harping is cool, but she has an amazing place. I mean, she really does. And she is I'm trying to think of the best way to describe Lorraine. Lorraine is a Republican activist. In the way Republicans are activists. She doesn't like walk the streets. and barge into senators' offices or do anything like that, or confine against their wills members of Congress in elevators. She doesn't do any of that, believe it or not. Yeah, and I'm like, God. But she is what I would call a Republican activist, and she is strongly endorsing Adam Laxalt for governor. And I want to find out why in just a few minutes. And I also want to find out the secret to her success in the restaurant business, because that place is always packed. No, they are. They almost always are real, real busy. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break early in this segment.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And then we'll get to Lorraine Hunt Bono, the former lieutenant governor and the owner of Bootlegger. But let me. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll get to Lorraine Hunt Bono, and we'll find out why she is supporting Adam Laxalt for governor. We'll do that and more coming up, live and local now. So to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
I'm Cosette Vergiri. I'm an attorney and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did give me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's go. Two bucks further down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go.
It's live and local now. I always love it. I always love it. When you get to talk to somebody who you've heard a lot about, and you've never, I don't think I've ever met her. Lorraine Hunt Bono is the former lieutenant governor and the owner of Bootlegger. I happen to be a regular customer, and we're going to see if we can connect with her. Lorraine, are you there? Lorraine? Okay, let me try it another way. Whoops, unfortunately, no. We'll try and reconnect with Lorraine Hunt Bono in just a bit. We may have to do it tomorrow. Sorry about that. One thing I did want you to hear, because this is just bizarre. Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. This is going to be cut 8, by the way. This is cut 8. Sarah Sanders was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. And I want you to hear the discussion about the Kavanaugh hearing last Thursday. It's being portrayed as a sham. And in fact, even the president said essentially it was a sham. But listen to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, cut number 8. And here we go. Okay, we don't have cut 8. Okay, we don't know. We don't know where it went to. Do we have cut 6? Okay, let's try Jeff Flake, who was on with Chris Coons. These are kind of the odd couple. You have a Republican, you have a Democrat. Jeff Flake and Chris Coons. Coons from Delaware, Flake the outgoing senator from Arizona. And was on with Scott Pelley. Did you see 60 Minutes last night? And it's weird. This is cut number 6. And it's weird how they both have kind of a different reaction to it. And they all saw the same testimony. Okay? But they both came away with kind of a different perspective.
In keeping with someone who had been unjustly accused.
He had exchanges with Senator Feinstein, with Senator Klobuchar, with others that I thought went over a line. He was clearly belligerent, aggressive, angry, and I thought there was a tough dynamic there. As I watched him, part of me thought, this is a man who believes that he did nothing wrong and he's completely unjustly accused and he's being railroaded and he's furious about it. There were some lines that he delivered that were sharper, more partisan, more, this is the Clintons paying me back. This is a Democratic smear campaign that I was surprised, struck to hear from a judicial nominee. I'm not at all surprised to hear that from other colleagues in the committee or on television, but I was really struck that I thought his anger got the best of him and he made a partisan argument that would have been best left to be made for his advocates and defenders on the committee.
Made you wonder about his suitability?
In my case, yes, it made me wonder about his suitability to serve on the bench.
But Senator Flake, you identified with it. You understood.
Well, the part that he talked about, the mention of the Clintons and whatnot, I didn't like either. It seemed partisan. But boy, I have to put myself in that spot. You know, I think you give a little leeway there.
So there you have it.
Hello. Whoops. Hang on 1 second. Okay. Now we're in fact I think we're going to be able to reconnect here. And we'll see if we can get that done. Because one of the people I've been wanting to talk to is Lorraine Hunt Bono. We are hearing that there's going to be some sort of a blue wave. How do we prevent the blue wave? One is by supporting Republican candidates. Even Republican candidates that you may not be gaga about, some that you may say, I got to hold my nose. I mean, we've heard a lot of talk about Dean Heller that way. And I keep telling everybody I know, you got to vote for these people. You cannot let the Democrats get a supermajority in the Assembly or the State Senate. You just can't do it. So you've got to support. You've got to be able to support good people, whether it be the Assembly for governor, doesn't matter. So, okay. We're going to try and reconnect. In fact, we'll reconnect bottom of the hour with Lorraine Hunt Bono. We'll get her squared away. Because I do want to make sure we find out what it is about Adam Laxalt that she likes so much. And you know what? I keep hearing this from people all across the state. They really do like him. He's a very likable individual. Is he the best guy on the stump? Maybe no. But I don't know that that's what you want in your next governor. Do you want somebody that just gives good speeches? Or do you want somebody that has vision? And that's what I keep saying. That's what I keep saying. That we want somebody who's going to get things done. And that's important. Now, John Kennedy. I don't have time to get to the clip in this segment, but I want you eventually to hear from John Kennedy. No, not that John Kennedy. Not John F. Kennedy, but John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. We'll get to him coming up in a little bit. But I want you to hear from Kellyanne Conway. We're going to go to cut five. And Kellyanne Conway was on with Jake Tapper. And I want you to hear a bit of this conversation between those two. After the revelation that she is a victim of sexual assault, here it is.
You work for a president who says that all the women who have accused him are lying. There have been a number of people.
And don't conflate that with this, and certainly don't conflate it with what happened to me.
Can you?
It'd be a huge mistake.
I don't know what happened. I'm not conflating it.
Well, let's not do it. Let's not always bring Trump into everything that happens in this universe. That's mistake number one.
President Trump said his personal experiences have informed his view of this. That's the only reason I'm bringing that out. He was asked about that, and he said, yes, it informed how I look at it because I've had so many false allegations against me. That's what he said. So my question is, as a survivor of this, and again, I'm deeply, personally, very sorry about whatever pain you've gone through.
Thank you.
But does that not make you think when you hear somebody like Professor Ford or other people make allegations, does that not make you think these women need to be heard? And even if there are not corroborating witnesses, that is not absence of evidence is not evidence of absence.
Jake. They should all be heard, and they should be heard in courts of law. They should be heard in depositions. They should be heard in proceedings. Those who can prosecute, those who have civil and or criminal causes of action should pursue that. But we do treat people differently who are either the victims or the perpetrators of this based on their politics now and based on their gender. That is a huge mistake. America, it's a huge mistake. Don't make the mistake. You want to have the same kind of conversation with your daughter that you have with your son. And I don't mean to get so personal to Jen and you, but I want everybody to ask me, what do you think of your daughters? How do you talk to your daughters? How do I talk to my almost 14-year-old son? This is Judge Kavanaugh now. This is Judge Kavanaugh now. It could be anybody by next week. Respectfully, it could be any man in any position now. What would be the defense? It was 36 years ago. What would be the defense? There was nobody else to corroborate it. Not good enough.
But is that
I didn't do it under oath. I was 17.
Because the conversation I'm having with my son.
No, that's not the conversation I'm having with my son. But if we're going to have a national conversation, let's stop judging the victims and the perpetrators according to their politics, according to
whom
they work
for.
Do you think I would work?
Al Franken lost his job. Harvey Weinstein lost his job. All these members of the media
lost
their jobs.
Let's not compare Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby.
But I'm just you're saying that society or the media or someone is looking at these things through a political lens, and I am pointing to.
I think this week was that way.
That's Kellyanne Conway with Jake Tapper. Let's see if we can get some calls. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning. Okay, we got a problem with our phones. It might be. Could be. Let's give it one more try. Tell you what let's do. Let's not try and take a call. Bob, are you there? Okay. We're having some phone problems. That's okay. It happens, folks. The gremlins are always out there. Hey, I want to remind you that all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, two for $3. Want to save even more money? Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. Check out Real Water Home Delivery. They bring it right to your front door. No, I'm serious. In fact, I think I've got a delivery coming on Thursday. I love it. Yeah, you want to find out more about it? Check it out. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Coming up, more from what was a busy, busy weekend in media on the heels of that bizarre Thursday hearing with Brett Kavanaugh. You've also got breaking news today that the president is announcing, along with the presidents of Mexico and Canada, a new multilateral trade deal. The president promised to blow up NAFTA and to create a better trade deal for America. Guess what, folks? He delivered again. He keeps doing it. The man, do you remember on the stump, he always said things like, hey, you're going to get tired of winning. People are going to be coming to me and say, Mr. President, we're so tired of you winning all the time. You got to quit that. Yeah, we will get. I'm going to find out coming up on the other side if you are tired of winning. Unbelievable. Are you tired of winning? We're going to get some bump music going, and then we're going to take a quick break. And then you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk about whether you're tired of winning yet. Are you tired of winning? Yeah, I was just curious. Just curious. Stick around. We'll get some bump music. Yeah, I love it. And more to come as we continue. It is Live and Local Now. Oh, there we go. I didn't pot myself up. I always do that. I always make that mistake. I never pot myself on. Tell you what, we're going to give one more try to Lorraine Hunt Bono. Right, and you're going to punch her up. You're going to punch her up. She is a Republican activist, the way Republicans are activists. And I absolutely love people like this. I don't think I've ever met her, but I go to her place like once a week. And I love the meatballs and I love the entertainment. It's just so much fun. Lorraine Hunt Bono, are you there? Can you hear me? Whoops.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just great. Lorraine, I have wanted to meet you for the longest time. I want you to know how much I love the Bootleggers. Just absolutely wonderful. The entertainment you have. a harpist. I mean, it's a classy, classy place.
A lot of talented musicians in town, you bet.
Boy, I just love it when I go on a Monday or whatever, and it doesn't matter. Like, every night you got something going on there.
That's right. Seven nights a week.
Hey, I want to ask you, you are what I call a Republican activist, the way Republicans are activists. You don't barricade yourself in front of the White House. You don't force U.S. senators to stay on an elevator and berate them. But you do what Republicans do, which is a lot different, isn't it?
Oh, well, I guess so. You know, I just believe in free enterprise and the American way, limited government, less regulations, helping people to help themselves, and creating a dynamic environment, economic environment, because when the economy is strong, and, I'm a huge small business advocate, small businesses are the backbone of not only Nevada, but the United States of America. So, and coming from, I'm a second generation Italian-American, we come from old school, believes hard work and you can achieve your American dream. So all those fundamental values are really just instilled inside of me, and they are basic Republican values.
I want to ask you, you've been one of the early supporters of Adam Laxalt for governor.
Yes.
And he had a tough primary, and now he's in the general election. I want to ask, what is it about Adam Laxalt that you like, that has drawn you to him so much?
Well, in addition to being very, very smart and has great integrity, but he's kind of like my family. You know, he's a fourth generation Nevadan. His family understands the long-range, long-term plans that the pioneers that developed this whole state, what they had in mind, and he's carrying on those traditions. He gets it, as far as I'm concerned, and I think he'd be a great leader and a great governor.
I have been a real critic of Brian Sandoval on a lot of different issues. But one of the things I think he's done really well is economic development. GoEd, I think, has been amazing, attracting businesses to our state, making it more palatable for businesses to move from other states. Adam Laxalt has an economic development plan that a lot of people are starting to talk about. They really
yes.
love it. Can you explain as best you can Adam's economic development plan?
Well, he has some great points. I like to preface to say, when I was lieutenant governor, I led economic development efforts for the state for 8 years. And during that time, we traveled everywhere from Elko to Ely, Winnemucca, Tonopah, everywhere throughout the state. We brought together science, engineer, technology, educators, small business, everybody to say, what do we need to do to promote our state? And we addressed our strengths and our weaknesses for economic development opportunities. And through that, we produced recommendations through the Battelle Memorial Institute study and the prestigious Kauffman Foundation. And when I read Adam's plan, I was just delighted to see many of those valuable recommendations that are still valid today, and I thought they're forgotten about, were included in Adam's economic development plan. So as far as I'm concerned, it's right on target.
I want to ask you, because you've been on both sides of this thing. You've been in government as lieutenant governor. You have a wonderful economic empire that is into a lot of different things. I'm curious. There's a belief out there by some that either you're pro-business or you're pro-worker, and that you can't be both. Can you be both?
Oh, it's completely the opposite. You can't have a business without the workers, but then you can't have workers without a business. It's mutually dependent upon one another, and nobody believes that more than small businesses, because when you're a small business, you know your employees so well. You work together daily. You go through their ups and their downs of their personal life, and it is like a family. So that's totally inaccurate.
I've been looking at his opponent, Adam's opponent, Steve Sisolak, and he keeps talking about, all the taxes are on the table, wants to raise your property taxes. Can you contrast Adam's approach with that of his opponent?
Well, I really, Adam's approach would be far more in sync probably with mine. As a small business owner and understanding economics, you can't keep taxing people. Because when you do take money away from them, they have less money to spend. You can't keep taxing businesses, particularly small business, or you put them out of business, and then they have to let people go. So the fact is, you've got to look at what is your current budget. As far as I'm concerned, I have seen and studied state budgets. I was a county commissioner for 4 years. I know the county budget. All these budgets, there's plenty of money there, Kevin, but it's just the way it's being spent. So before you start talking about increasing taxes, you need to address the way you're spending the money you already have, just the way we do at home. But that practical aspect of approaching a budget, unfortunately, is not always recognized by, I want to call, career politicians or people that don't understand the realities of economics. So, first of all, take what you've got coming in, and we have quite a bit in Nevada. Let's spend it more appropriately, and then let's take a look. If we do have needs, then of course we have to address them.
Again, Lorraine Hunt Bono is joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. I want to drill down on something you said. Adam Laxalt has said that he'll stop the tax increases. Steve Sisolak said all tax increases are on the table, and he says he wants to raise the property taxes. Why is it so important when we talk about tax increases, tax cuts, things like that? Why is it so important?
Well, it's so important because you have to spend your money prudently. I'm a fiscal conservative. And certainly there are certain social needs that we need to do. Roads, highways, social services, our mental health facilities in southern Nevada and in other parts of the state, the rurals. There's a lot of needs out there. But also, when you see a lot of waste, as a small business person and being brought up by an old Italian family, I mean, we didn't waste a piece of bread. We made meatballs with it. So you just don't, there's a lot of waste going on. So before you start saying we have to raise taxes, no, I want to look at where is that money being spent. We need to have forensic audits in every single department. And there, trust me, there's many, many areas where that money is going down a dark hole.
By the way, speaking of meatballs, your meatballs are the best in town.
Hey, Mama is 101 years old, Kevin. Do you know that?
And she's
still
know.
In there 3 or 4 days a week checking out her recipes and making sure they follow up. Yes.
I love her. I absolutely love her. I want to ask you, though, because Adam, in his plan, is doing something that I think is critical. You can have, you know, in order to attract business, we need a great workforce, an educated workforce.
You bet. Oh,
and
yeah.
I know one of the things that he has in his program is workforce development. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Oh, that's a biggie. And that was also in our Battelle study and Kauffman Foundation recommendations, big time. We had many meetings with our community colleges for the most resilient, and they responded so beautifully to different companies coming in that would need certain classes and education that was the real world. And so Adam's workforce development to me is right on for today's world. Not that we don't need more PhDs, but I'll tell you what, we need people that can go right to work after a couple of years out of college, and what he has planned for this state will be so, so valuable. When I was lieutenant governor, and we'd meet with these Fortune 500 companies saying, come into our state, we have all these great incentives, and you know, no corporate income tax, and we're business friendly, and all this. And I'd say, tell me, what do you need? You need more scientists. You need more. They say, Lorraine, all these graduates from all over the world, they want to come to Nevada. They love to ski at Lake Tahoe. They love to fish, and they love to spend time, you know, in the rural areas, and they love Las Vegas and the great restaurants, etc. But what we really need are welders. Well, I mean, this is the fact of life, is that the workforce development program that Adam Laxalt will put into play will create realistic jobs for real people and give our high school students a chance to go out into the world and make a really good living just a couple of years out of high school. A lot of people want that.
Lorraine, we have a lot of the pundits predicting a big blue wave in Nevada. How do we first of all, do you believe these people that there's going to be some sort of blue wave? And if you do, how do we prevent it?
Well, we can only prevent it by telling people to please come out and vote, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, and please vote Republican this year, because the Republican candidates that we have are truly entrepreneurial. They understand the pioneer spirit of Nevada, and they will lead us in the right direction. And most definitely to vote for Adam Laxalt for governor, because he is the man right now, the right man for the right time to lead us in that direction. And I'm hoping and praying that's what's going to happen. Hey, what about Trump's triumph today? The United States, Mexico-Canada trade agreement? Do you know combine that with the Canamex corridor and the Keystone Pipeline and the opportunities that we have in Nevada, and particularly I was thinking this morning in Elko, because it would be really close to the, we're to the Canamex corridor for the trade. I mean, the future could be just absolutely fantastic for our state, but with the right person at the lead. I mean, we could, without a doubt, I believe a Laxalt Nevada will create an entrepreneurial environment that will allow Nevada to become the most economically competitive state in the American West, and I truly believe that, Kevin.
I want to ask you, because I've had people ask me this, you want to run for office again?
No, I just want to stay behind the scenes and nag everybody. I'm at that age right now where I can do that. You know, I have a little bit more flexibility to tell it like it is and try to keep this state, you know, in the right direction. We have Nevada's a great state, but slowly things are eroding that we don't want to happen. And we love our Californians that come in, but I tell them when they come here, please, you came here because you love this pioneer spirit, this economic environment that we have here. Don't try to change it. Try to go along with it and make it better.
We don't want to be California East. It's just...
No.
We just don't want... I'm curious, though, because the president, I remember the president said so many times on the stump as candidate Donald Trump, hey, you're going to get tired of winning. You're going to get so tired, you're going to beg me, Mr. President, you can't win so much. Are you tired of winning yet?
Oh, no, no, no. We got the sky's the limit.
I absolutely love it. Lorraine, I want to thank you for joining us, being a part of the show. And I'm sorry we had some technical difficulties early on, but those are apparently fixed. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I got to get a chance to meet you sometime. So I'll stop by and I'll introduce myself, okay?
I certainly hope so. We'll save you some meatballs, Kevin, and tell everybody out there, please vote Republican. This session, let's get Adam Laxalt elected and good. We've got to get the Senate and the Assembly, particularly if we can get the Senate, because as you know, without the Senate and particularly the Senate, but the Assembly too, without pro-business and small business thinking people, we're not going to be able to do all these wonderful things that I know we can do for this great state.
You are a great woman. Thank you so much. We will talk again soon, I hope.
Okay, I certainly hope so. Thank you, Kevin.
Lorraine Hunt Bono joining us, the former lieutenant governor, if you remember, and also the owner of Bootlegger down on Las Vegas Boulevard, off strip. I need to go to a quick break. We will do that. Stick around. We got a lot more to do as we continue. Busy, busy Sunday on the Sunday chat shows. We will get to that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Roberto Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764.
The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. I promised I would let you hear from John Kennedy. Not that John Kennedy. Not the former president assassinated. I'm talking about John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, and was on 60 Minutes last night with Scott Pelley and who else was on there? Lindsey Graham was on there. And the question was, could either of them, they're both yes votes, but could either of them change their mind on Brett Kavanaugh? And that's a pretty important, I mean, for every all 100 senators. That is a big deal. But this was last night on 60 Minutes. Don't know if you saw it, but here it is.
Could either of you change your minds depending on what the FBI report comes up with?
Of course. I mean, of course.
Open mind.
Absolutely. I said going into the hearing. I've talked to Judge Kavanaugh. I called him after this happened. The allegations came out. I said, did you do it? He was resolute, determined, unequivocal.
Senator Grant, could you change your mind?
My mind's made up about Brett Kavanaugh, and it'd take a dynamite accusation, because here's the deal. Dr. Ford, I don't know what happened, but I know this. Brett denied it vigorously, and everybody she names couldn't verify it. It's 36 years old. I don't see anything new changing.
And that's so essentially, you've got two senators, at least on the Republican side, that are very much in favor of Brett Kavanaugh. And again, would they change their mind? I don't know. Coming up on the program, the president of Nevada Right to Life. We were together last night at a screening of a new film called Gosnell. If you are pro-life, you need to see this movie. It's the story of an abortion doctor in Philadelphia who turned out to be a serial killer and is in prison for the rest of his life. But it's a fact. I mean, I wanted not to like it. I thought it would be all preachy and everything. It's not preachy at all. It's essentially a murder mystery. But it's a fabulous film, and the problem is that they have not secured screenings. They have like 300 screens that they're going to be on. in just a week or so. But they have none here in the Las Vegas area, and I don't believe any in Nevada. So I ask that you call Regal or Cinemark or any of the other film places, Galaxy or whoever it is, and talk to their manager and say you want to see this film, and you'll pay to see this film. It is a remarkable piece of work that is very close. I mean, it's incredibly accurate when you see the when you compare the script of this film to the grand jury testimony and the testimony at trial. But it's an incredible story. It's a horrific story, though, of mass murder. And the way they did mass murder, they went about, I mean, essentially live babies being killed, coming out of the womb. That was absolutely horrific. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. So check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Now, one of the things that I found interesting at today's news conference, I guess the president, after announcing the new trade agreement with Mexico, Canada, and the United States, he had what could best be termed a tense exchange with the media. We'll have more coming up at the top of the hour on that. But it's fascinating that the president keeps battling with the fake news media, and yet, totally distracted, he still keeps winning. Nobody thought he could get Justin Trudeau to agree to a new NAFTA, kind of a new version of NAFTA. NAFTA is dead. I understand that. But I'm just here to tell you. This is bizarre. This is bizarre what's going on. All of this around him, Russian collusion, James Comey's firing, all of that. And yet he keeps winning and winning and winning some more. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is Live and Local Now. This is an important voter alert for anyone who doesn't want Nevada to turn into California. If you want to protect your gun rights, your parental rights, even your rights to use a plastic straw, check out Dennis Hoff. Dennis is a conservative small businessman running for the Nevada State Assembly. He signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and is dedicated to making Nevada, Nevada again. Check him out at DennisHoff.com. That's DennisHoff.com. Paid for by Friends of Dennis Hoff.
After Adam Laxalt and Harry Reid refused to lift a finger to help me and my family while we were unjustly incarcerated for 2 years, I decided it's time to take our fight to Carson City. We need a governor who will defend the rights of all Nevadans. As governor, I fully support constitutional carry because the Constitution is the only document we need to carry our guns and protect our families. Adam Laxalt opposes constitutional carry. If you support constitutional carry, text Bundy to 53445. Paid for by the Governor Bundy campaign.